The Man in Line.
Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12 midday on The Man in Line today. Well, that's the big news. TT 2021 has been cancelled. Radio TT lead commentator Tim Glover has been getting to the bottom of this throughout the day today. We'll be talking to Tim in a moment, and we'll hear from the Enterprise Minister, Lauren Skelly. In the meantime, the COVID tests are 18,268 total tests. 18,257 have been concluded, 11 people waiting results of a test, and 43 people awaiting COVID tests. So you've just heard with Lewis on the news at midday, next year's TT has been cancelled. Tim Glover's been speaking to the Enterprise Minister, Lawrence Skelly, about the decision to cancel the TT and the future of the TT.
It's deeply disappointing to be put in this position to make a decision, but I think we have stated all along as a government we would make early decisions. And going back to, I think, March earlier this year when we had to cancel this year's TT, that was difficult, that was painful, and equally, yet again, this is a difficult and painful decision.
Did you have the option of maybe, though, moving to August, replacing the Manx Grand Prix and the classic TT with the premier event, the TT?
Yes, that was, we looked at all options, and I think that was important that we do that, engage with much broader stakeholders. Going back to March this year, it was interesting really in reflecting upon that, because at the time, I think it was just around about the time when they had the Cheltenham Gold Cup, and people were asking, well, that's an outdoor event, why can't we have the TT? We made that decision early then, and it was the right decision then, and I think it is the right decision now. With regards to moving the event, that was one of the options that was considered. You know, should we replace the Classic and the MGP with regards to a TT? And it presented whilst it could have actually been achieved, present a whole host of complexities and other risks for the accommodation providers, the steam packet, and a whole number of other areas, and not least the double displacement issue, because we've already asked accommodation providers and the steam packet to roll their bookings from this year to next year, and now moving it to what would have been Classic TT and Grand Prix, that could have been a double displacement, and the thought of that is very costly and very complex, and would be rather too difficult to actually overcome.
How much does this cost the Manx economy, not having a TT?
Well, I think our last survey was 19, and it was estimated £37 million is circulated in the economy as a result of TT, and clearly that's a big impact, which we felt this year, and clearly we are going to consider, you know, what that impact will be for next year. However, what we do know is that, we don't know is that what the situation is going to be in terms of the vaccine and testing and so forth. Will we be able to welcome some tourists to the island next year, which we hope and pray for we'll actually be able.
I've talked to some of the people involved in TT, and many expressed a concern that if we lost the event for 2 years, it could be in jeopardy long term.
Well, I think it will come back bigger and stronger. There's no doubt about it. And just based on my inbox, you know, the feeling and the and this is a global, isn't it? Of course, and you know, we think about travel, which is really important to think about, because we've got also the capacity issues. The whole airline industry, it's wonderful we have the steam packet that we own as a government and the island owns, but what's going to happen with the airline industry? We really don't know. Are people going to have the confidence to travel? Are people going to have the money to travel? You know, these are all components I think that have to come into play. But what we can do is, you know, subject to our borders being open to the point where we can have visitors here, we can have an absolute great classic TT, fantastic Grand Prix, which are in their own right fantastic events.
It's 11 minutes past 12. Well, the grim news is the TT races have been cancelled for the second year in a row. The Manx government says the decision on the 2021 event, down to the ongoing impact of COVID-19 and the worldwide pandemic. Tim Glover's with me, news editor for Manx Radio, but also Radio TT lead commentator as well. Well, who's hit most? The fans, the government, the economy, the riders? It reaches everybody, doesn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it does. And I did an interview earlier in the year in March with Lawrence Skelly about the same subject, a cancellation of a TT. Little did I think I'd be doing the same interview again later in the year. I mean, the calendar tomorrow clicks on to December. We're into Advent, the run into Christmas. Some fans are already saying it feels like Christmas to them has been cancelled. That's the emotional impact that it will have on people. But an interesting line from Ryan Farquhar, who's asked the question. He runs, of course, his own team there, KMR. He was asked the question about the Northwest 200, which they haven't made a decision on yet for next year. There is talk of it maybe moving. But his quote is worth reading. Anyone running a team and riders who is living in hope that racing will happen has to be able to make plans and put things in place. You've got to spend a lot of money, and there is no point in sponsors, teams, managers and team owners living in hope for some racing and throwing all their eggs into one basket financially and then being told at the last minute that it's not happening. And there was a little bit of criticism back in March that it was quite close to the dates, and I think the government this time have wanted everybody to have some certainty.
The hospitality industry is going to get hit. Did Mr. Skelly give any flesh on the bones about how much money was going to be made available?
No, we're expecting to get a further media release later. The agreements have been struck up with Treasury. But if you recall, people in the hospitality sector were saying an accommodation that it's like a winter followed by winter followed by winter. It seems to be a perpetual winter at the moment, and they are going to need some sort of financial rescue, that's for sure.
The financial benefit to the Isle of Man from the TT is manifold. There are obviously legitimate incomes, so can I put it, tabulated incomes, but lots of people make lots of money. I'm just thinking of places like Homestay. I'm thinking of Douglas Rugby Club for a start. Old Boys, the campsite there on Blackberry Lane, St John's, all the football, Balaclone, everybody's got campsites, and lots of football clubs, sports clubs in general. The TTTs that are put on in church halls right across the Isle of Man. Now, this is going to hit an awful lot of people. So just address that first of all, Tim. How important is the income, do you think, to people like sports clubs?
It's massive, and it cannot be underestimated at all. And you're absolutely right. I think one thing that Mr. Skelly was very open about was when they did make the cancellation call in March. Yes, there's the headline figure that it's £37 million to the Manx economy, but it was how deep down into the Manx economy those ripple effects of a cancelled event go. And you're right, it is the parish church halls, the TTTs that are on, the campsites, many of the sporting clubs, that's their biggest income of the year, and some depend on it as well.
Many tens of thousands of pounds.
It is a huge amount of money going into a club, so they're going to have to look about how they financially structure themselves without that windfall coming in for 2 years in a row.
I want to talk also, Tim, about the fact that this is a sporting event, but it's also an iconic event for the Isle of Man. And nobody wants to think about it, but you did broach the subject with Lawrence Skelly about the fact that, well, nature abhors a vacuum and so does sport. The fact that there is no TT for the second year running. Any possibility that it may not come back?
No, that question was put, and the minister was very firm in saying, nope, we carry on planning with the Classic and the Manx Grand Prix in August, September. The bank holiday, senior race day, they've announced that decision quickly as well. So there will be a four-day bank holiday again at the end of August. And plans will go ahead for getting the event on in 2022. However, what isn't known is the psychological damage that this COVID-19 pandemic is going to cause. Are people going to be confident enough to travel? Are they going to be confident enough to be in big crowds? And economically, we know the hit for many people is still to come. So for teams, for sponsors, how much are they going to be able to put into their ventures? And also for individuals, their financial circumstances may change and they may not be able to afford to come to the TT, because it obviously is an expensive trip for fans. They'll have the desire there, but will they have the financial clout to be able to come over?
Well, TTs on many people, we've seen this this phrase bucket list yep. come into play in the past 5-10 years or so, and it seems to be with the 3D closer to the edge film and everything that came about from that. It was becoming more and more popular. It was getting bigger and bigger, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I mean, you only go back 15, 20 years ago, there was a lot of talk leading into the centenary event, which was in 2007, that might be the last TT. Well, I think anybody who's been watching the TT from 2007 and then the anniversary of the mountain course in 2011, they've seen it get bigger and bigger. And they're going to have to, obviously, and I'm sure they will be, taking the time to take the TT to pieces in some respect and see how they can come back in 2022 with an even bigger offering.
MGP Classic TT next year. The plans are in place.
The plans are in place. We're told that a decision will be made around about March time as to whether that is a goer or not. And I think that was a big issue as well. There was a lot of talk, a lot of conjecture that they would move the TT from the May-June slot to the end of August. But there's no guarantee if they postponed it that they wouldn't be coming back in March and saying it's cancelled again. So I think they were worried about that. They were worried about disappointing fans of the Classic TT and fans of the Manx Grand Prix, as well as all the logistical headaches with accommodation providers who have bookings that have been rolled over, the steam packet that had bookings that are rolled over for that event. If they tried to move the TT into there, that slot, again, it could have been a double disappointment if they'd done that.
With a fair wind then, and assuming everything goes well from March onwards, what sort of MGP and Classic TT can we expect next year?
I think there'll be an enormous appetite just to see some bikes and going round that mountain course and seeing a return of road racing to the most iconic, famous course in the world, the 37¾-mile mountain course. I don't have any issues that will be a huge event here on the Isle of Man if it goes ahead.
Okay, and the second most famous road course, what's happening to the Southern then?
Well, the Southern isn't organised purely by the Isle of Man government, so it is a smaller event. It does rely on less marshals. So I would imagine it's under discussion at the Southern 100 Club, but I don't think there's the need yet for them to jump to a knee-jerk reaction just off the back of the TT being cancelled. Different circumstances with the Southern, but you'd have to say it's looking in doubt.
OK, Tim, thanks for being with us today. Good to talk to you. 12:20 on the Man in Line today. The Department for Enterprise has confirmed there's extended support for the tourism and travel sector. They've announced they're going to be providing access to financial support schemes and government-backed loans and to support tourism and travel businesses affected by the cancellation of next year's TT. If you need to return deposits or rearrange bookings, businesses are advised to make contact with customers regarding their plans to support them. So department's announced it's going to extend support schemes for a further month, including the salary support scheme and the strategic capacity scheme, as well as the travel and tourism support scheme. All currently running to the 31st of March. They're extended to the 30th of April now. The initial extension marks a further £1.5 million of support available and recognises the impact that businesses are going to have from this decision, but also that the picture beyond then isn't fully clear and could see a return to a level of tourism as the season opens next year. Now, we're getting in touch with all sorts of people throughout the day today. Anybody who's involved with the TT obviously is going to be impacted. Anybody who's got any financial stake in the TT is going to have to think things through. One person who's going to have to think things through is the rider John McGuinness.
A little bit empty, really. You know, I don't know. I'm sort of not surprised, but just sad, really. You know, it's for me, selfishly, it's the wrong time of my career to missing another TT.
There were suggestions it might be delayed rather than put off altogether. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that would have been better, wouldn't it? I think all of us in the industry and all the riders and teams, we had it in our head that the TT was probably going to be tried to go ahead in August, which so it's a bit of a shock for it to be called now. But I understand, you know. It's just the way it is, and you know, you guys are clean over there, and that's the way it should be.
How does this affect your long-term plans?
Well, I was just trying to work it out there. You know, next time I stand on the start line, I'll be 50 years old, looking down Braille on a superbike. I don't know if that's going to happen. The people around me, the family, the friends, the sponsors, the PTEX and so I would be riding for. He said the bike's there for you if you want it, but. Couple of years is a long time ahead, isn't it? But it's definitely affected us. You know, it's my living, it's my passion, it's my job, it's what we all look forward to. So it's early in the decision, and I'm just trying to get my head around it. So yeah, super disappointed.
2 years in a row. Does this endanger the future of the TT?
Great question there, John. I'm worried about that. That was one of my thoughts straight away. You know, if the TT, you know, if the Isle of Man doesn't need the TT in 2 years, after 2 years, are they going to need it ever again? You know, I don't know. I really hope that the absence makes the heart stronger, or you know, it's you know, I'm sure we're going to miss it, and I'm sure that it'll be back stronger and better in 2021. Is it
22 now?
22, yeah, bloody hell, 22, yeah. I don't know. It gives everybody time to, you know, the organisers and everybody else to try and make the event stronger and better. You know, I mean, to me, it was a great event. I loved it, and a lot of success I've had around there, raced there, and so many times. This year, if it had happened next year, I should have said, it would have been my 100th start. So it was a special moment for me, and I really would like to do my 100th start. So. If it's 2022, it's 2022.
The voice of John McGuinness and Ian Hutchinson's with us on the line, the Bingley Bullet. Afternoon, Ian, what's your reaction to the news today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's devastating to hear it, and we have to respect the people living on the island. They have to come first, and the fact that there's no cases there is testament to the island. For me personally, no TTs, news I've had to take on and off sort of for the last 10 years with having injuries, and hearing that you're not going to get to do it again don't really get any easier. So it's just a massive thing for all the teams that they put a lot of organisation and money and everything tied in with getting a rider out there, and what the rider has to put into it. And to hear it's not going ahead is going to break a lot of hearts.
And what are you doing at the moment in the way of racing? How's your career at the moment?
I've been doing the British Championship, so in some ways I'm lucky. A lot of road riders only do the roads, and the roads is having a bad run at the moment. It's not getting any easier. So luckily I've had a ride this year doing the British Championship, and I've signed a contract to ride for a team for the TT for next year and to do the British Championship again. So we're going to have to go back and look at what's going to happen with all that. And I think I won't be the only one in that situation.
What's the atmosphere like with no spectators, Ian?
To be honest, when you're riding the bike, you can't actually tell. Apart from the circuits that have the big grandstands, and obviously the atmosphere is taken away from that. But the whole weekend, it's like being on a test day, really, in the British paddock. There's nobody about, there's no stalls. It's very, very different atmosphere within the paddock. And for us as riders, we're lucky that we have been able to get some racing full stop. But for the fans, it's just been a nightmare.
We've been talking today, Ian, about, and of course, you inevitably have to raise the subject, the fact there'll be no TT for 2 years now, and that hasn't happened only in world wars, and the fact that some people may see this as an opportunity to replace the TT with something else. Do you think the TT will stay around?
Well, obviously, we all hope so. I mean, it's the only real road race anyone aims to be a winner at, and teams want to win, and sponsors are getting more and more involved in it. I mean, some of the big sponsors that are involved in the TT now, it was in a really, really good position. And, you know, we've got to hope that they come back when it does come back and it doesn't sort of dwindle away. But to start a fresh try to get new people involved or old sponsors that were involved back involved after 2 years is going to be a big ask.
So before the TT, I mean, what was the atmosphere like? Obviously, you're involved in the industry on a day-to-day basis. What's the atmosphere like with sponsors and with organisers at the moment? Are they overall optimistic, or are they just taking it meeting by meeting?
Yeah, I mean, for next year, I think everyone was hoping that it would happen at some point. And obviously, the news coming out about vaccines and such like just sort of raised everyone's hope. It being cancelled this year, sort of everything in the world was disrupted that much, so everyone could probably accept that. But the fact that there's been a lot of sport run now, and the MotoGP's running, Formula One's running, World Superbike, the British Superbike Championship, I think everyone had high hopes that there would be some form of a TT race next year. So to hear this news today, it's going to be interesting to sort of hear what people are thinking going forward from there. I know there's a lot of bikes that were prepared this time last year that would have turned a wheel, and you know they're not going to turn a wheel again. So it's definitely going to be a difficult few years.
Ian, is there any, regarding meetings, are there any bubbles, or is there any testing going on around superbike meetings at the moment? How does that work?
For the World Championship, I think they've been very, very strict because there's a lot more travelling involved. For the British Championship, it was down to staying within your own teams, basically, and common sense and face masks. And I hadn't heard of any cases coming up from the British Championship. Certainly no riders had it that I know of throughout the six rounds that we had. So Stuart Higgs and his team did a fantastic job of getting that championship running, really.
You mentioned that you've had to deal with sometimes not being at the TT. You've had mental barriers to climb, obviously, when you broke your leg in 2012 as well. I suspect this is not that difficult for you, being able to concentrate and just look forward to the future.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, in some ways, I suppose I've been through this before. I remember in 2010 when my leg got broken, I set everything up to have a ride for 2011, and I was going to be at the TT. I signed for my ride and everything, and then my surgeon told me there's absolutely no way that I was going to be able to do it in about March, and it absolutely broke my heart. You know, I've had it happen about three times since now, so I've been prepared for the worst every time it's happened, and even on a financial side, I've sort of looked at making sure I'm not totally reliant on it. But I mean, the younger lads that are starting off, you know, they've only just started getting some rides and getting more sponsors on board, and they've not really been able to get themselves into that position. So everyone's going to have their own side to it, obviously, and then people away from our sport living on the island are going to have their side to it, just financially through not being able to gain from people coming over there.
And just finally, Ian Hutchinson, let's end on a positive note. How often do you think about 2015, by the way?
2015?
Yeah.
Why specifically 2015?
Oh, just, I mean, a tremendous year, a kind of return to top forms. I mean, I'm just trying to think, was it three wins, a second and a third?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, I was actually sort of in a position to win all five again that year. And I know everybody can say if buts and maybes, you know, I led both the superbike races and had issues. But, you know, it was just a fantastic feeling for me to get back to winning at a TT. And then I had a great 3-year run of it before getting injured again. So you know, I'm back to where I should be to get some results, and that the whole focus was on coming back there and getting some wins. But I won't be going anywhere. I'll come back to the TT as soon as it's ready for us.
Well, that's the best news a lot of people have heard. We look forward to seeing you back here, Ian, and making some more memories. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. 29 minutes past 12. That was Ian Hutchinson. And before that, we heard John McGuinness. TT 2021 has been cancelled.
The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio from midday till 1, Monday to Friday.
Any thoughts on the matter now? We've talked to John McGuinness. We've heard from Ian Hutchinson. And your thoughts now? Text, email or call.
Here at Ramsey Garden Centre, we have Christmas covered. Walk through our magical Christmas wonderland. See Dancing Norbert, fabulous new decorations, lights, indoor and outside for all occasions. Baubles and beads, trees, real or artificial, gift ideas and a few surprises at Ramsey Garden Centre. It wouldn't be Christmas without a visit to Ramsey Garden Centre on Albert Road. Visit us on Facebook to see what's in store this festive season.
Making life easier. The ARC Help at Home Centre. Buy or hire independent living equipment with a free assessment from in-house healthcare professionals, or find a home help or handyman, all at ARC Help at Home Centre. Family carers receive free training. ARC also provides accredited first aid and mental health courses, plus many other courses for health and social care professionals at competitive prices. Call 205 701 or visit the ARC Help at Home Centre, Carls Lane, Tramode.
People of the Isle of Man, are you thinking of buying or selling a home? Well, wait! You need to talk to the conveyancing team at LVW Law. LVW Law! They've over 20 years of experience and know what they're talking about. They're friendly and efficient. Do not buy or sell a property without calling LVW Law on 836757 for a no-obligation quote. LVW Law.
You and you look a bit rough, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, missus, that wind, it kept me up all night howling.
I didn't hear a thing.
And then that siren going off at 3:30.
Nope, didn't hear that either.
And as for Geoffrey's sheep, they were bleating all night. I nearly came downstairs to count them.
What you need, Dewan, is Premier German double glazing from Spectrum Windows. It's the best.
Oh, yes. Give me their number now.
Sleep tight when you visit Spectrum Windows, the showroom, Derby Road, Ramsey, or call 817777.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar is almost here. And every day from tomorrow until Christmas Eve, we'll open a door on the calendar to reveal a huge prize.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar, powered by Waltons.
We'll be giving away a BoomPod wireless speaker from Shure, a voucher for ocean views in Onchan, and much more. Just listen out each day for a door to open. Join us on the air to answer a Christmas question, and you could be a big festive winner. And our daily winner will also receive a digital radio from Waltons.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar.
The festive fun begins tomorrow, the 1st of December.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, 27 minutes now ahead of 1 o'clock. Lots and lots of reaction in on the text and on the email. Look on the bright side, says this correspondent. The prom will almost be finished by TT 2022. A note in, will the scoreboard be ready just in time for the Classic and the MGP? The news is, it's unknown whether the Classic or Grand Prix will take place in August. The final decision is going to be made end of March, but at the moment everything is being planned for the Classic and the Manx Grand Prix for August 2021. As a result of the change, the senior race day bank holiday is going to be moved from the 11th of June to the 27th of August, combining with the UK bank holiday offering a 4-day break. So senior race day moved from the 11th of June to 27th of August next year. That's going to be a 4-day break. Dodsey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate. Yeah, isn't that a major blow and upset to hear that we can't have the TT for next year? But don't we all know that it was inevitable that it was going to happen anyway?
Well, everybody was kind of hoping against hope, though, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, like the rider was saying before, having it later on in the year, in August and whatnot, alongside with the Manx Grand Prix and whatnot, the Festival of Motorcycling, that would have made some sense. But you know, even if that doesn't go ahead, it's still going to be another blow to the economy and to all those bike fans. So, but
well, it reaches far and wide, and we're trying to talk to everybody today who's going to be involved. Obviously, the TT merchandise people are going to be massively hit because obviously they would have been organising and ordering stock for TT 2021. People like Bush's Brewery, obviously hit as well. Lots of the guest houses and the hotels as well, and all those people with campsites. Everybody affected, but I think in a way dodgy as well. TT brings the Isle of Man alive as well, and we're not going to have it.
Yeah, there's nothing to fill that void if TT goes. But to tell you the truth, those who hate the TT, they're going to be all over this, and there's going to be fuel for their fire, don't you think? Because there's a lot of people that don't like the TT, and they're going to be, you know, over the moon about it. But I think there's more biker fans over here than we all know. And they're the ones that are going to be hit the hardest.
Yeah, but do you genuinely think, I mean, honestly, do you think how many people really don't like the TT?
Well, usually those that don't like the TT try to get off the island anyway, don't they? Or if they can't, then they work through it. But, you know, that's their opinion. But for those biker fans and for the economy, it's a major thing for the island. Mm. And what's going to happen, like you said, with those hoteliers and the hospitalities? Are the government going to, dig into their pockets and help them out? I don't think so.
Well, we'll see. Good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Cheers, Andy.
23 minutes before one, fans who were due to travel on the steam packet for next year's TT will now be able to transfer bookings 2022. After the TT 2021 has been cancelled today, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, affected customers are going to be contacted to arrange a transfer, or they can get the money back, get a full refund instead. So money back or transfer to 2022. More than 71% of passengers that were due to travel to this year's event already transferred their bookings to next year. Steam Packet says it's going to email customers in the first 2 weeks of December, which starts tomorrow, with further details. Those who haven't provided an email address will be telephoned. New bookings for TT 2022 will be possible from Tuesday 19th of January next year, brought forward from May 2021. So the grim news is the TT races have been cancelled for the second year in a row. The news broke this lunchtime as well. Government says the pandemic has caused this. The decision on the 2021 event was down to the ongoing impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Jed, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy. I'll try and put some light on this. It is a body blow for the Isle of Man that the TT has been cancelled. However, there's every likelihood that our borders will be open for the movement of tourists to the island by that time. So although we won't have, say, 44,000 people attending the Isle of Man in that fortnight, there's every likelihood we'll still have, 15,000-20,000 people enjoying a holiday here. So, there is that side of the coin that we don't really discuss or mention.
Now, I know you're heavily involved in golf tourism, aren't you, Jed?
Yeah, that's correct, and other aspects, and I've seen some great things over the years. And, the hotels have enjoyed very high occupancy rates during the likes of May to September, so there's no reason to think that we won't have that. And with the climate around Europe and with the advent of, the uncertainty regarding low-cost air travel, it could be that the Isle of Man becomes a top destination, really, for those people in the northwest who've endured a hard year. They might just want to nip over to the island and enjoy a break, and we'll have the capacity too.
Well, you'll obviously speak to people in the hospitality trade and the tourism trade on a regular basis, Jed. Just give us a feeling of what's the emotion like at the moment? What's the sense of the state of play within the hospitality and tourism sector?
I think it's fair to say that those involved in the tourism sector have been battered, but we've got to be grateful. The government gave a lot of assistance in the right places at the right times, and it's allowed businesses to survive and tick over. My thoughts are the likes of, say, the hotels, where they haven't been used, or, you know, they've been mothballed for some time. And what are they going to be like, you know, to recover from that, just by the lack of, you know, activity in the premises, you know, the lack of heating and what have you. It could be some challenges ahead for those elements. But if you look at, say, the nighttime economy and you look at the restaurants and other services, we've done quite well, haven't we?
We have, and that's why I'm keen to find out which specific parts of hospitality and tourism have suffered the most. As you say, pubs and restaurants open. I was out on Saturday night. The places were roaring. Which is it? Just hotels and guest houses that are suffering?
Yeah, I'd say so. And of course, the likes of, say, those who earned a living out of the cruise ships. So you've got your tour guides and you've got your transport and you've got those kinds of activities. But it would appear to be the accommodation sector, and not just the hotels, but those who've got the self-catering accommodation. Although staycations have been a success, it's been nowhere near, you know, what we were getting over the last few years, because I've been involved in tourism for a number of years, and there's no doubt about it, up till the pandemic, we were flying high.
Has your business been affected, Jed, in the past 10 months?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was very grateful for Guernsey. We had a lot of golfers come in when we had that window open, and they absolutely loved it, you know, because we've got 8 courses. They've only got 2.5, and they just thrived, you know, the open spaces and the big welcome that we got from all the golf courses around the island. So it was good. And, of course, you know, the golfers, they bring a lot of money with them. So, you know, the local pubs and restaurants and what have you did well out of them.
So what specifically will you be looking for the government to do now, Jed?
It's about communication, isn't it? And it's being creative and innovative and working along, you know, with a dynamic situation. And I think really, you know, so far so good. Let's look forward and let's get them borders open, because you can understand why the TT had to be shelved, because, you know, the logistics and the arrangements have got to be put in place any moment now for, you know, next May and June.
Thanks for being with us, Jed. Good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
17 minutes ahead of 1 o'clock. In the past, an excuse for not mending potholes was the TT course took priority, says David. Now, well, every cloud has a silver lining. Now, not the case. I look forward to all the better roads around the Isle of Man as they spend all the money as well. No surprise with the TT cancellation. They say come back stronger in 2022. But how many hotels, guest houses will still be in business? Also, certain race teams and riders get financial help to come here as well, rely on that money. Some teams are going to be affected, says James. Riders will have to go and get another job, just like any other person. They could lose that job too. Don't treat this like the world ending. Life is more important, but I love the TT, says James. Is there a deadline for the decision for MGP and Classic TT? Yes, the information that we have is it's going to be March. End of March, March 31st, I'm guessing. The Classic TT Manx Grand Prix in August, as at the moment. It is going ahead for 2021. We'll find out for certain by March. Obviously, they'll be taking the pandemic statistics into consideration as well. So the positive thing about the cancellation of the TT is it gives another 12 months to finish the promenade. Everybody's on the promenade at the moment as well. What about the pre and post TT Belown events? Well, I'm guessing they'd need all the riders and the teams in for the pre and post TT Belown events. We'll wait to hear what's happening with the Southern next year as well. It could be that that possibly happens, but I wouldn't like to preempt any decision. Absolutely the right decision, says this correspondent. Even if the next 6 months saw a dramatic reduction and there wasn't another wave, realistically, it's not going to be wise to flood the island with people from all over the world, says Charlotte. Andy says, TT cancelled. We all miss it, right or wrong. The government's made the right decision. Great decision. looking after the island and people and their health is a must. The island is strong through the people living here, but we must always remember it will come back and it will be stronger than ever. A good call for the Isle of Man government, says Andy, for that. Tony said, you did a vaccine poll over the weekend, the straw poll results. Well, I'll tell you, Tony, the result on Friday was 90 to 10. 90% of people who responded said they would have the vaccine. 10% people said they wouldn't. Over the weekend, we did a Twitter poll, and the results of that...
The Isle of Man doesn't need the TT in 2 years. After 2 years, are they going to need it ever again?
We're going to give you the result of the Twitter poll across the weekend. The voice of John McGuinness...
The Isle of Man doesn't need the TT in 2 years... After 2 years, are they going to need it ever again?
TT 2021 has been cancelled. Missing for 2 years. Who'd have thought that?
Your shopping bag with local goodness at one of the five Isle of Man farmers markets, where quality, value and sustainability really matter. With a variety of produce available island-wide, fresh and direct from the producers, you can chat with the stallholders, find out more about their products and even get a recipe tip or two from the people who are passionate about what they do. Whether you want to buy or trade, visit iomfm.co.uk or find us on Facebook. Isle of Man farmers markets, fresh from the producers.
This Christmas, you can share with Shaw. Grab one of our sharer plans and you can share your unlimited data, calls and texts with up to four members of your household from just £12 extra per person per month, and with everything itemised and sharing on one simple bill too. Switch to Shaw this Christmas to save or upgrade your account now. For more info, pop in store or visit shaw.com. That's shaw.com. And remember, you'll always get more from Shaw.
When you need a fitting memorial or headstone for a loved one, contact Manx Memorials in Peel. This long-standing family-run Manx company offer a wide range of granite and marble headstones and memorials, along with an island-wide inscription and renovation service. Manx Memorials' skilled professionals will take the time to help you choose a suitable memorial, and we're proud to say we'll beat other local quotes. Call 843 861 or email matthew@manxmemorials.co.uk.
I began to struggle with the stairs, but I didn't want to leave our family home. So my daughter told me about Acorn Stairlifts and their new showroom in Douglas. I was able to try the stairlifts and find the right one for me and the home I love. They were so friendly. The whole process was hassle-free and they offered the whole package from installation to servicing. Choose the island's first choice for stairlifts. Acorn Stairlifts, South Douglas.
Call Acorn Stairlifts now on 672 414 or call into our Douglas showroom.
The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast Manx Radio.
Andy Wins, the nation station, Manx Radio.
And lots of day-to-day questions coming in. When's that next meeting for Ballacry Park? There's going to be a further public meeting for residents of Ballacry Park in Colby to find out what alternatives Manx Telecom has found to those 30-foot poles to help the rollout of fibre broadband. It's the 10th of December. It's a week on Thursday, the further public meeting for the Ballacry, the outcry in Ballacry and those poles. Cancelling the TT 2021, right decision. Bring on 2022. Thank you, JK. Faith dropped me a note to say, you got my sympathy, Andy. You're getting all the flack. Well, I don't take it personally, Faith, but thank you anyway. What about the MGP and Classic TT? On for the moment. Decision made by the 31st of March next year, depending on, well, you know. The government mentions packages for hoteliers, but what about the knock-on effect for the rest of us with the cancellation of TT, says Gary. What were you expecting, Gary? Well, Tim Glover made the point about all the sports clubs and all the investment that they've made in the camping equipment and the tents and what have you. It's going to cost the sports clubs an awful lot of money for the second year running. A quick note in. Their electronic signing on the entrance to Loch Promenade is broken, the DOI's electronic signboard. It's been showing information with letters missing out. All weekend, this was meant to inform motorists about the forthcoming changes, but was impossible to read. What more could go wrong with the promenade? Have they mended that sign on the TT? Regarding the straw poll, John just said, I don't think no to this new non-time trialled vaccine. I might have it in a year or so, but I don't trust the government at the moment, says John. Well, on Friday we had a straw poll, a phone-in, a text and email poll as to whether or not, if the vaccine were here today, you would pitch up. You'd phone the GP, or if you were called, you would have it. The Health and Social Care Minister, Mr. Ashford, has said it's not going to be mandatory, nobody's going to be forced, and we don't know whether you'll be certified after having it, whether there'll be a stamp in your passport or whether you'll be offered a certificate to say that you've had a vaccination. But 9 people out of 10 who responded on Friday said they would have it. We did a Twitter poll across the weekend, a yes or no to the vaccine, and the result is as follows. If the vaccine were available on the Isle of Man, I would have it, 75%. I would not have it, 25%. So, 3-1. It was 9-1 on Friday, and 3-1 for this. Right, so there we are for the vaccine. The Twitter poll at the weekend, 75% said yes, they would have it, and 25% wouldn't. So thank you for that response, something we're going to monitor. And, of course, we'll, as soon as we know anything about the vaccine, we'll certainly let you know. If the borders are open for when TT would have been, we should have a memorial festival. Get the bushes tent up. All the bands on the island should go and play as well. And, you know, of course, this year we had a virtual radio TT that went down extremely well. Just see, well, we never know. It may happen again next year as well. Goodness knows what state the TT course will be in another 18 months. DOI will leave overgrown trees and hedges on the road if there's no pressure to maintain them. Why my worry about the loss of TT is the massive house building that will take its place. TT almost went under when the finance sector came here. Well, TT was getting a lot stronger. A lot stronger, wasn't it? TT cancelled next year. The promenade will be finished by 2022. Everybody's saying that as well. If anybody from off the island is listening, please roll over your tickets for 2022, says this correspondent, if you can. The steam packet have looked after the island during the pandemic and were one of the first travel companies in the world to offer refunds, no questions asked, earlier this year. Let's repay the steam packet with some secure bookings for 2022. As well as giving the Manx government confidence that the true TT fans are coming back. We don't want the TT to disappear, says Sue. What'll happen to the staff in the government motorsport department? Well, I'm guessing they're still going to be organising the Grand Prix and the Classic TT for next year as well. And you just wonder what will happen when TT 2022 comes back. Can you imagine? It may be an absolute, it may be absolutely ram jam full. Let's hope so, shall we? And let's hope for good weather as well. Yeah, everybody's saying we should have a virtual TT next year as well. I can see a lot of hotels being sold and turned into flats, says Pat. Well, if you can name them, Pat, maybe you're a hotel owner. I wonder. I personally think it's a good thing that the TT's been cancelled. The prom still wouldn't be finished, and the TT visitors would be disappointed to see the festoon lights have gone. Oh, back onto the festoon lights. Now that the TT's cancelled, the government needs to complete the promenade, not stop in June and then start in the winter. Let's get the whole thing finished, says Kelly as well. MotoGP and Formula One running this year, let alone 2021, I think it's a disaster. I don't agree with the decision. Well, I don't know how we would have Run TT 2021 with teams coming across, marshals coming across, and in the meantime, people having to get licenses to ride, let alone the practice and newcomers. How it would have been done, and the decision now has been made. Last day of November 2020, the TT 2021 has been cancelled. So there we are. That is the grim news today. As the day goes on, we'll be chatting to all the people who have interest in TT 2021. A lot of the retail outlets, the people who were involved in the organisation of TT, we'll be talking to more riders off. You've heard Ian Hutchinson this hour and John McGuinness as well. G dropped a note in to say, clearly government isn't confident that the elderly, vulnerable and others can be vaccinated by June, although at the COVID briefing they gave the impression that they would be able to do it. Well, as soon as we know about the vaccine, of course, we'll tell you as well. There's another scheduled update on Thursday at 4 o'clock. If there's anything in the meantime, then of course you will get to hear from Manx Radio on the Isle of Man. But that's about it. The big news today, TT 2021 has been cancelled. MGP and Classic TT on August 2021, and a decision to be taken by the end of March next year. Any thoughts on the matter, you can get in touch out of ours. You can call the answer phone 682-631, email maninline@manxradio.com. Thanks to John McGuinness for being with us. Thanks to Ian Hutchinson, Tim Glover with the update on what's been happening, and Barry Redfern for producing The Man in Line today. I'm Andy Wint. Remember, this Thursday, live at Ballycomeen, and on Friday, Ray Harmer, Policy and Reform Minister, live on The Man in Line.
WINT.